following, especially in Europe. The karts look a bit like miniature Formula One race cars, but have no suspension system. Kart racing can be even more exciting than F1 because of their small size and increased maneuverability. This Italian-made racing kart, with its one-cylinder, 125cc engine, reaches speeds of 180 kilometers per hour. An aluminum case houses all the engine components. A computer-guided drill bores various holes for installing them. First in, the engine's six steel gears. Each gear is actually comprised of several gears. They thread them onto a shaft. Then everything goes into the gearbox. Behind the gears goes the gear shifter, which the driver operates with a lever to change gears. Next comes the drive shaft. It turns a chain that rotates the axle on which the rear wheels are mounted. On the other side of the engine case, they install the drive shaft gears. These ensure the shaft rotates at a stable and controlled rate. The red markings help the technicians align the gears. The clutch cover closes up the gearbox. The clutch's main housing, called the drum, contains the clutch discs. These discs transmit crankshaft motion to the gearbox, which turns the drive shaft, which moves the chain that rotates the rear wheels. Thick steel springs grip and release the clutch discs. This flapped component, called the lamellae pack, controls how much fuel enters the engine. Stepping on the acceleration pedal creates a vacuum that opens the flaps and sucks in more fuel. The cylinder houses the piston that rotates the crankshaft. This engine head seals the cylinder in which the combustion cycle occurs. The ignition goes on the left side of the engine. The engine is now finished and ready for a bench test. Technicians use special instruments to monitor and calibrate its performance. The racing kart's chassis is made of steel tubing. At the back, they mount bearings to hold the rear axle. Then they mount the axle itself, and on it, brake discs. They attach brake calipers to the chassis. Under braking, they squeeze the discs to stop the wheels from turning. After measuring again to ensure the rear axle is perfectly centered, they lock it in position, in a way that enables it to rotate, of course. Now for the steering system. At the front of the chassis, technicians mount a spindle on each side. The spindles turn the cart's front wheels. Once technicians fasten the steering column up top, they connect tie rods to the spindles. Tie rods transmit the rotation of the steering column via those spindles to the front wheels. Next, technicians mount two spring-loaded pedals in front of the chassis. The brake system is hydraulic, meaning that pressurized fluid activates the calipers to grab or release the brake discs. Next come the wheel hubs, on which the tire rims go. Then the engine, followed by the tires, and a fiberglass driver's seat, which, due to the lack of suspension, lets the driver feel every inch of the track. Finally, the steering wheel, and a data recording device that tracks everything from speed and lap time to tire and exhaust temperatures.